And bringing up the, you know, it was a different time. Did you experience your share of racism in certain towns? Couldn't get a hotel room and stuff like that?
Yeah. Well, I really remember here when I was a kid that I, you know, went up there and I wanted to go swimming. He said, "You can't go in there." I said, "Why not?" "You just can't." But I said, "But why?" I really didn't understand,
right,
you know.
Right, right.
You know, because where we grew up in the barrio Los Negritos.
Right.
Well, Mexicans and brothers, and no había gabachos allí.
Right.
You didn't see no, you know, but it was, now looking back at it, I mean, we'd go to a place with the barbecue colored only, whites only. And we'd go in through the color, come out through the white and white, you know.
Right.
Para nosotros no había. And I remember in the motels también cuando andaba con Joe, que he had backup singers. Era Charro Negro y luego there was three more, the Sincere's.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember cuando decían, que no miren los negros. You know, they couldn't. Or we'd be eating in Plainview, Texas. We were eating and thrown, "We can't serve this man, Charro Negro." And like, why not? We just don't serve color. In those times, that black color.
Right.
I don't know what they use.
Yeah.
You know, and I remember everybody got up and left. But that was to us like, hey, I mean, you know. I got to see it, and again, I didn't realize a lot of the stuff that was happening and how it was happening, you know, and I don't know. It's been a long ways. It's a lot of difference nowadays.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Everything. Technology is so fast.
Oh, yeah.
That
we've come a long way, but the kick that, or not really a kick, but the thing that shocks me is that you had whites this side, like you were saying, blacks on this side. ¿Y los browns qué?
Yeah, no. Que loco, no, brown,
yeah,
even
right.
The color.
Right.
Brown.
Yeah.
You know, and we, I mean, that's the way we grew up, mixing with, you know. Después I met people that say, "I've never met a." As a matter of fact, my father-in-law was Ezel Valle. Well, rest in peace. Dijo, "I had a friend negrito. He one black, one black guy."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And I said, "Oh, okay." To us, he was, "Hey, man." I mean, you know, está curioso because really when you, I'm surprised really when I hear racism in North Carolina, because I get,
right.
You know, it's like, man, after all these years, I guess it'll always be.
Right.
It's always been around. It's always going to be racism, but Trump told them all, cause, I mean, he got everybody, you know.
Riled up, ¿verdad?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, he made it okay again to come out and say what you want.
Hijo. He's about the borders and this fence and all that. Hey,
right.
You know, he really put down the... But only those are...
That's politics a lot.
Yeah.
Speaking of what music... You've already told us some of it, but once again, what music did you listen to growing up? Rock and roll, y todo, Mexicano, and everything.
When I, at the house, you know, the rehearsals, pero somebody always had an album, or a 45,
right.
Or there was ones that you called 48s, I think.
Oh, yeah.
The
chingonotas.
Yeah, se quebraban, and you could fix it. You know,
right.
You put it back together. Ciro Lopez, you know. And we heard a lot of blues because, por los negritos.
Right.
I mean, we lived down by the beer joints, or we'd go play around and eat down the beer joints, and you'd hear, you know, B.B. King and all the blues, Lloyd
right.
Price, Fat Domino, you know, and... Good music.
All the, yeah, good
I mean,
stuff,
you know.
Yeah.
And then growing up, I started drinking. So I'd go to the Mexican bars y pura raza oyendo cordión y todo. Y luego me iba para los gabachos, country western. Y luego me iba para los negros and blues. By that time, I was done. Yeah.
So un capirotada de música. You
pura
were into.
Capirotada. And it's, As a matter of fact, this gentleman that lives here next door, he's well-known in that rap business.
Oh, okay.
Kookie Blue. He came out in the paper and stuff. He writes a lot of songs.
So, oh, okay.
You know. So, ¿qué puedo decir? I mean, everything's good.
There's the last couple of years, there's been a movement entre la raza to where they're trying to say Tejano only, Tejano music only, not Mexico. And my point is that without Mexico, we wouldn't have had some of our best hits,
right,
on the radio, right? So how do you feel about fans trying to separate?
I can understand that. Mexico is Mexico. When you hear Mexico, think mariachi, you know. And now we're hip to norteño, to the banda, to like I said, Antonio Aguilar was my favorite. And anything he did was super to me. Anything.
Right.
That's when I used to hear banda, and I never thought I'd be hearing it here, you know. But you can separate them because, I mean, we're bilingual.
Right.
Plus, but again, the majority of the big hits are people, Jose Alfredo Jimenez, you know, Mexico, man, that writes the songs, you know.
Los Bukis and all those
all
guys.
All the Bukis. Oh, yeah. and all this, you know, that's quite a question, man. I really don't, it's como, what's his name, es de Laredo, and then they tell him he's norteño, but he's Tejano, and I don't know, the accordion just came and dominated. Mexico came, took over, and because I have some friends that have a let's keep Chicano alive, Tejano alive,
right?
And then you see nothing but cumbias from videos from
right,
España and Mexico, and you know,
right,
because we don't have the Tejanismo like it was in the old days, I don't think. You know,
I think it's fan support that's missing.
Yeah.
It's fan support, and the my point to the question, Rocky, was that you can't have Tejano without regional Mexicano music, because like I said, we lifted a lot of our hits from Jose Alfredo.
Oh yeah,
from all those Marco Antonio, Juan Gabriel, just
oh,
all those
man,
guys.
What a writer.
They he all was. Contributed to us también, so you can't have a difference. But what the difference that I point out is, Mexicanos, their fans, raza mexicana, de veras mm-hmm. mexicano, are willing to spend $30 to go to a show. Y un Tejano, you charge 10.
Hey, and they're brother, like, hey, too much, man.
Do I get a free beer with this?
Dinner.
I don't know.
Hey, you know, that's true, man. I guess a lot of it, of that is because, man, if I'm in Mexico and a Tejano band comes over, I don't care what I have to pay. I'll pay it.
Exactly.
To go see the Tejano.
Right,
you
right,
know.
Right.
But why is that?
That's the question
I mean,
I keep
true,
looking for.
Because
yeah.
It is true, man.
Right.
You know. I would have to say, hey, man, so how much they charge? Oh, I pay $30, $40. I say, yeah. Man, for, you know, this yeah. is not Woodstock. This right. not, you know. But that's the way it is. Right?
Yeah. And the excuse I used to hear is that it's too expensive. I'm like, mira, if you got two kids and go to the movies, the ticket's already like $15 a piece or something on there. You know, it's not cheap. So,
it used to be. I mean,
it used to be.
Yeah, right. When they go out of it, what, $25 for a couple of granddaughters
right.
and popcorn? Not for real.
I know, yeah.
You know, I don't say nothing, but I'm like, he. I remember when we paid, no lie, man, 10 cents, 15 cents, and a quarter. It went up, you know. Pero, nowadays, man, hijo, I'd give a kid, one of my granddaughters, here's a dollar. What can you buy with a dollar nowadays?
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, this it? Yeah, that's it.
Ni el escrinero.
It's just too fast, man. This world is too fast. And I don't want to get gospel on you, but the way things, I was just seeing a while ago how California is burning.
Right.
California is going down with fire, man.
Oh, yeah.
And Florida is drowning. And acts of God, I guess.
Da miedo.
Yeah.
Da miedo.
Revelations.
Yep.
You know.
And did you get to witness a Sonny Ozuna being on American Bandstand?
When they showed a video somewhere along the line, mm-hmm. I remember I saw, because it was black and white.
Right, right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man.
And what was the vibe when you found out, you know, entre los músicos, that Sonny made it to?
Oh, man. That was, you know, pues toda la raza was like, yeah, one of us.
Yeah.
You know, one of our kind made it up there, man.
Right.
You know, and he did.
He did.
And it just wasn't the right time, I guess, you know, because después, this guy from Pacoima, La Bamba.
Oh, guy, Richie Valens.
Richie Valens, you know, I met his brother in California.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, un promoter took me to meet him. But he was like 8 months into the fame, and got killed, and that was the end of his, well, not the end, the beginning of his career, I guess,
right,
man.
Right, right.
You know, because now I've been checking out, yeah, novelas, the Jenny Rivera.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like Selena, rest in peace, but, you know, it's, I don't know how to put it in words, man. It's already meant to be. They are stars that are born, that are meant to be stars.
Right.
They'll forever,
right.
You know, they'll never get old because that's the way it's, you know, how long they, but that's a ticket to pay. I you know, Abraham and, you know.
Right.
Cuando Ramiro, I don't mention it or anything,
right.
But I think, wow, man, what a ticket.
It was a prize for that, you know, to their fan.
But look what she did. I was coming in from Europe, I think, somewhere that in an airplane, and they said, oh, that young lady, Selena, that they shot, you know, it had just happened. And
Right. And
I was like, wow, man. I didn't know how big superstar,
right.
You know. And I'd pass by Abraham's studio and get some posters for him to sign for my granddaughters and put his name.
Right.
You know, little stuff like
that. Right,
right. You know. Pero I mean, what can I say? It's been good.